Now to my true love, Betty, I'll pay my loyal respects. There is no creature more pretty, not among all thy whole sex. Let me obtain but thy favor, then I desire no more. Love, I will serve thee forever, and will thy person adore.
Young men are given to flatter, innocent maids to betray. Never intend no such matter, who can believe what you say? When you take pleasure to grieve us, pity your hearts will not move, but most unworthily leave us when we have granted you love.
Dearest, put this to the trial, a solemn promise I give, that I am faithful and loyal, and will be so while I live. Therefore, my dear, be not cruel, but grant me what I request. Love's an unquenchable fuel, the which doth torture my breast.
Truly, I much do admire that your love should be so hot. Were I to grant your desire, sir, it would soon be forgot. Young men their passion can smother, when we the blessing allow. They are for courting another, never regarding their vow.
There is no creature above thee shall be admired by me. I so entirely love thee that I can never be free. This is no fabulous story, I will thy servant remain. Evermore sound forth thy glory, do not triumph in disdain.
I have known many a pretender, vowed that they'd love them as life, saying if they would surrender, that they should then be their wife. Yet at the last they have left them, making their sorrowful moan, and of all comforts bereft them. This I have oftentimes known.
Why wilt thou torture and grieve me more than I'm able to bear? Oh, that thou wilt but reprieve me, why shouldst thou let me despair? Surely might I but enjoy thee, my drooping spirits would cheer. Nothing should ever annoy thee, for I would tender my dear.
Though at the first she did lower, now she has quite left it o'er, as having not so much power for to deny him once more. Thus the young damsel consented, seeming at first to be coy. Then he no longer lamented, but did embrace her with joy,
saying, I'll not be ungrateful to render evil for good. No, I was ne'er so deceitful. Heavens forbid that I should. Thee I did always admire. Love I was never in jest. Seeing thou grant'st my desire, now my poor heart is at rest.